On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Yes, it is. That's a fact. How are you? How are you today? Well, it's been a week since the election. Joe Biden's been declared the winner. Donald Trump will not concede, nor will his hair recede, apparently. Donald Trump is going to court. Well, he's going to be going to court anyway. if he loses big time, he'll be going to court. that's going to happen. You know, they're still counting ballots. A week after Election Day, they're still counting ballots. Am I wrong, but is it true that if your election lasts more than a few days, you should call your doctor? Welcome to the program. If you're a Trump supporter, now you know how it feels or how it felt back in 2016 if you weren't a Trump supporter. It's kind of tit for tit. I don't know if that's the right expression. I think tit for tit makes more sense than tit for tat because I don't quite know what a tat is. So I wouldn't go trading in my tits for a tat. To be honest, I might do it for another tit, for a better looking tit, but I wouldn't give it up for a tat. I've never heard anybody go up to someone and say, hey, that's a nice pair of tats. By the way, children shouldn't be listening to this show. Did I fail to mention that last week? Get them out of the room. Send them to summer camp. I know it's November, but send them to summer. Get them out of the house. Seriously. I mean, show is not for children. Actually, it's not even for adults, to be honest with you. I don't even think that's appropriate. Well, welcome to the program. I am indeed Ron Van Dam. I'm introducing myself to you for the first time, many of you. And I say to you, where the hell you been all this time? I've been doing this for 30 years. Where the hell have you been? Oh, you didn't know I did this show? Well, that's no excuse. That is no excuse. All right. I have a very interesting guest on today's show. It's a little bit of an extended interview later on, because I love to talk about food. Now, I'm not grossly overweight so far, but because I love to eat, and I don't understand why I'm not fatter than I am. If you put food in front of me, I treat it like a buffet. Remember buffets? Oh, my God. Do you remember that in American culture? Do you remember where we used to go into a restaurant? That in itself is weird. You go into a restaurant and they have all this food laid out on a long table with a sneeze guard. I mean, now sneeze guards seem somewhat archaic. salads and meats and cheeses and Jesus. I mean, miles and miles. Remember those Chinese buffets? Oh, remember those? Illegal now. Illegal. Well, they had tons of food, miles and miles of food, all for one price. They were poison. There should have been signs outside those Chinese buffets that say, once you go in, you'll never come out alive. You know, there's an expression that after you eat Chinese food, just a few hours later, you're hungry again. It's true. I don't know why. I cannot figure that one out. Anyway, so much for Chinese buffets, because the buffets are just a thing of the past, and I think they will be for quite a period of time. I know. The new normal? Let me tell you something. I know a lot of people. They were never normal. So let's not even go there. Anyway, welcome to the program. Yeah, so we're going to be talking turkey later. I know it's an expression, but I really am. I'm starting to think about Thanksgiving dinner in two senses. One, what the hell am I going to do about it without having family come over? And number two, I want to make it special this year because there's nothing else to do but eat food. So I have a guest who's going to talk about turkey and actually divulge in the interview. She told me, I don't know what it'll be, that there's an incredible way of preparing turkey for Thanksgiving this year that will blow your guests away if they even show up at all. So I'm looking forward to that. That makes me excited. There are two things in life that excite me, and I think only two, and that would be sex, and then food probably more. Those people that actually integrate food and sex, you've got to be like in heaven. Best thing, see, this is why I don't want kids in the room. This is exactly why. The best thing in the world, and I think you agree with me, is to have your little sex, whether it be by yourself or with a partner. It kind of doesn't matter, really, in the long run. Let's break it down. It kind of doesn't matter in the long run. And after that, you sit down and you have a wonderful meal. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, is anybody going to argue with me about that one? I don't think so. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I do every year. It's the one holiday that involves food. And I don't have to do anything about Jesus or go to church or anything. I can just wake up in the morning and eat food all day and give thanks. This year, instead of giving thanks, it's like, well, thanks a lot. New Year's this year is going to be very interesting. We usually celebrate the new year coming in and we say goodbye to the old year. Is there anybody who could raise their hand and say, I'm going to miss 2020. That was a great year. Nobody on the planet will be saying that. This is a kiss it goodbye and don't let the door shove you in the ass on the way out. It's a horrible year. This was the turn of a decade. A horrible year. So you got to look forward. And now that we've changed presidents, oh my God, have you actually, does this happen at any time in our history? Other countries around the world were celebrating Biden's win. Celebrating it. Celebrate. And for one reason and one reason only. Get that freaking idiot out of the president's office, that Trump, send him sailing. They couldn't work with him in any country. Fireworks going off. In France, bells were tolling in glee. I mean, what the hell? That's incredible. That's incredible. So there's some hope on the horizon. The main thing we have to do, and we all have to work together, and I know I've said this so many times, so many people have, you've got to regard this coronavirus thing and get it under control. When you do, things will start getting better very, very quickly, but you got to get it under control right now and follow the advice of how to do that. Just walking around making believe it doesn't exist, like Donald Trump did as our president, that has been a recipe for disaster. And if you don't see that, then I guess you need some type of therapy. So we're all going to do that together, right? Good. Okay, good. That's a deal. All right, my guest is going to be here shortly. She's going to talk turkeys. Mess me. Yeah. You like turkeys? It's funny that we only have turkey once a year, really. We have it Thanksgiving. It's the premier food of the world. Well, not the world, the United States. And that's it. And then otherwise, it's like turkey. So why don't we have turkey like more often in this country if it excites us so much to have these big turkey dinners? People go crazy. I can't wait for the turkey dinner. I'm ordering in a turkey dinner. Can't wait for the turkey dinner. Well, why do you have it just once a year then? Are you serious? You don't do that with sex. Oh, I love sex. I love sex. I can't wait to have it this year. You don't say that. So why are you just doing it once a year with a turkey? That sounded wrong, didn't it? Oh, I have no idea. I can't figure this out. I've given up. I've given up figuring out the human race. I'm done. I can't. There's no figuring it out. There's just, you know, I should have been taught this as a child by my parents and by my teachers. I should have been taught this one fact, and I would have been fine mentally. I would have been fine. And the message should have been, when I was a child, everybody's different. No one thinks like you do necessarily. Get used to it. People are not on the planet to support you. They're all out for themselves. So don't expect anything from anybody else. Whatever you learn in church about community and supporting each other is a very rare occurrence that doesn't take place out of the church at all. In the church, yeah, maybe. Outside of the church, not at all. Or at least infrequently. If they just taught me that, I would have been able to adjust to mankind a little bit easier. If they would have said, Ron, you know, people are basically good, I suppose, but at the same time, don't expect them to respect you or to give you a guiding hand and to support you in everything that you do and make it easy for you to survive in life. I mean, don't expect that from people because they're not going to do that for the most part. Then I would have been prepared. But that's not the way it worked out. You know, this church thing, you know, everybody inside is really has goodness. Everybody is good inside. No, you fed me the wrong information. My guest does follow shortly, but first we have this short commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk turkey, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, this is going to be good. Do you like toast? Toast.
Looking for someplace new and fun to take the family for breakfast? Then it's time to try Greg's House of Avocado Toast. Featuring all your breakfast favorites. White toast, wheat toast, rye toast, yes, even multigrain toast, and more, all topped with creamy avocado. Or mix it up a little with a toasted English muffin topped with avocado. Come in every Thursday for our chef's special creation, sourdough toast with avocado. If it's toast with avocado on top, you'll find it, and nothing else, at Greg's House of Avocado Toast.
Ariane Duggan joins us now. She she's the one that started the farm-to-table movement when we're talking about poultry, and this is significant because we have Thanksgiving coming up, and people always have questions about doing things right and making things the best they can be. Thanks for being with us today.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Well, we're about, just kind of a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving. And the big question is, do we do the frozen? Do we do the fresh? What is the best thing to do, the smartest, the healthiest?
You do the best one possible.
Okay.
No, I think what's important and what people realize more and more is that you have to know where your food comes from and what the animal ate, and if it was raised in a nice stress-free environment before you buy it. And even for one reason, and one reason only, is that it tastes better when the animal was raised that way, you know, without medication, without antibiotics, and with plenty of space. And so I think that's the most important.
Okay.
Then after that, fresh, frozen, I mean, of course, it's always better fresh, but it's a lesser point. The biggest point is that, and this is what I'm, you know, I try to pound on the education of people who are more and more interested about food. Don't be interested about food when you talk about fancy stuff or special occasions, and then you rush to your favorite fast food and you eat a burger where you have no idea how the beef was raised.
Certainly. There is an incredible taste difference, I understand, when you you check out the background of what you're eating.
Yeah, it's simply, and that, you know, I come from a region in France that is very rural. It's Gascony in southwest France, and people there live to eat and not the other way around.
And so
we take our food very, very seriously. And for centuries, we have realized that animals that are happy and that are well-raised sustainably are better tasting. So not only they are better for your health, but they are better for the environment, and they are better tasting. And my father had a 2 Michelin star restaurant there, and he was well known for duck and geese and plenty of poultry.
Wow.
And so I've learned that there, and I've tasted many, many times here, blind tasting, you know, animals well raised versus commodity, and there is a huge, huge difference. And it makes your cooking easier too.
How do I know that I'm getting the quality that we're talking about? I believe that 99.9% of all turkey purchasers in this country for Thanksgiving go to a supermarket.
Which is fine. Read the label. Make sure that your turkey is free range. That's prerequisite. You know, free range means that they did have true access to the outside with pastures, not with a barren ground that's not going to add anything to the diet.
Yeah.
And that is antibiotic free. I mean, those two things are the major points. And then on top of that, if you want more assurance, you go to of course I'm going to preach for my my own company, D'Artagnan, because we have this turkey called the Green Circle, which actually ate leftover vegetables that we feed them in the field in the free range, and that gives a taste of the real poultry the way your grandparents had it and meant it.
The way it's supposed to be.
I'm
going to be blunt, and I'm going to say there's a category of factory poultry that we eat every day, and I'll call it that because these are not animals. These are factory products, really, to an extent. And they're usually less expensive because they're just mass-produced. Is that the reason why they're less expensive usually?
Yes, yes. There is an economy of scale that is huge. Huh? Yeah. When you put 15,000 turkeys or chickens in the same space and you have computers taking care of them and no human labor.
Right.
The problem with that is that you just rely solely on statistics.
Yes.
You know, you have your mortality rate, you have your preventive medicine so that nothing bad happens, but indeed, and you said it well, they are not living things anymore. They are just commodity gadgets, you know. There is no and that's very sad. There is no respect for the animal, and the animal is not an animal anymore. We since World War II, we have developed genetics in order to be able to crowd more and more the coops like that. We have developed medicines to make sure that they don't die before its time. And we have developed feed that's going to make it as cheap as possible.
Yeah.
And on one side, it's good because that means that underprivileged people have access to meat protein. But on the other side, it's bad because it's a bad meat protein. It's a meat protein that is bad for them, that is bad for the employees of that factory, that is bad for the planet.
Well, we're talking about chemicals, antibiotics, hormones. I mean, we're pumping a lot into the product that we're eating here.
If the turkey is free, I mean, there is no free lunch, okay? If you got your turkey for free, you got exactly what it is worth.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about what you do and D'Artagnan. That's very different. How do I get my hands on one of those turkeys?
It depends where you live, but in doubt, we have a website, www.dartagnan.com, and all the arrays of our heritage turkeys, green circle turkeys, and of course, free-range organic turkeys are there, with all the different sizes. And we forecasted last April, we forecasted that people were going to need probably more turkeys, but of a smaller size.
Yes.
Because, you know, the families were not going to travel as much.
Correct.
And it looks like it is happening that way. Right now, there is the percentage of orders that we get before November 10 has increased a lot from the years past. So, you know, people are careful and are ordering in advance, which is a good idea because, again, there will be more demand this year.
Certainly. Are they available in stores or only through the website?
Yeah. No, in stores too. Depending on where you shop, if you see some D'Artagnan products in the store, then absolutely they're going to have some turkeys from us and they will order them in advance of the right size.
Good.
So that you can have on 2 pounds increment, you can have the right size turkey.
So the website would help us locate a store that does have it near us.
No. I don't have a list of... No. The retail store is mostly... Go to your regular retail stores and check if you see any D'Artagnan products, whether it's our bacon or sausages or our ground meats.
Gotcha.
And if they do, then they will have the turkey too because we deliver every day. Yeah.
Turkey is very interesting in this country because we really only have it once a year. Some twice if you throw Easter into it and maybe Christmas. But it's not a regular staple of an American diet. Which is very interesting. It's a holiday special item. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're only going to do it once or twice a year to that extent, then go for it. You know, I mean, get the best you can get.
And by the way, this adds a little bit of a stress to us, the purveyors, because the day after Thanksgiving, we don't sell one turkey anymore.
Really?
So, We have to make sure that we order the right amount and not too much. And
that's unfortunate. Yeah. It's unfortunate in this country that we don't partake in turkey more frequently. It's definitely lower fat type of item and a healthier one. It's interesting that we haven't caught on to that.
Well, it's difficult. You know, first of all, it's a very big burn,
yes.
So you need a lot of people around the table.
Yes.
And second, you roast it all, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a complicated...
It is.
Though there are ways to shortcut now, first of all, simply with smaller turkeys, but also you could buy just the turkey breast.
Yes.
You know, if you're really only two people at home.
Sure.
Or we just came up with... a great, great product. It's a pre-cooked turkey with plenty of truffles.
Oh.
Our truffle turkey breast.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
That's, if you cannot cook, if you don't want to cook, if you don't know how to cook,
yeah.
And if you like truffles, that's the stuff. You
wow.
Know?
How do I get that? Are they in the stores or can I get that from direct?
Same thing.
Oh,
check the website
man.
And but again, if your store carries D'Artagnan,
then they have the
they will
the
have it at the deli. Wonderful. At the deli counter, yeah.
Wow. Well, it's time to go find a store that does carry them and make this a little bit special this year. Before we part, let me ask you, is to make Thanksgiving different. Is there something that we can do with the preparation of the turkey that we tend not to do that would make this really special?
I have one trick that make it totally fail safe.
Okay.
It takes a little more work, but it is 100% proof.
Okay.
And what it involves to poach the turkey the day before. So you need a big pot.
Right.
Cool it in the poaching bouillon, and then the next day you take it out of the cooled liquid and you roast it in a preheated oven. But at that point, the turkey is practically already cooked.
Gotcha.
And all you're going to do is just crisp the skin. So when you do that, and your guests are late, or you don't know how to fumble with your oven, when you do that, it doesn't matter if it is overcooked, because it has poached in that liquid, it's gonna stay super moist, even if you overcook it. So
okay.
It's totally foolproof, and this is the way famous restaurants in the Brest region of France, we're cooking the whole turkeys for all their guests. So I have that recipe on the website, by the way. Go to d'artagnan.com and go to explore recipes, turkey, and the first recipe of turkey in there is the one there, poached and then roasted turkey.
Okay. So it's also called Green Circle Turkey in the stores. I'm gonna spell the name of the company so people can go to the website. It's D...
Oh, nice.
D-A-R-T-A-G-N-A-N. I'll repeat that. D-A-R-T-A-G-N-A-N. And that's .com?
Yep.
Excellent.
Like the musketeer. You know the three musketeers?
Yes, I do.
That was the first one.
I am familiar. We have some punctuation in there, but we're not using that in the website, in the address bar. It's great information. Boy, I bet that's a moist turkey when you do it that way. Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's really the magic.
And you keep the poaching liquid and you make the best soup with it because that turkey had sipped in it and simmered in it for 45 minutes.
Wow.
You have this, it's the best stock, you know, turkey stock. And you can just add squash or just add chestnuts, a little bit of... blender in there, and you have the best soup to start your meal. Really.
Okay, so and we're talking turkey today, but there are, as she said, there are multitudes of products that are handled as carefully and respectfully and as tasteful as the turkey. So go for that as well and check that out. Thank you so much for your time today. This has been pretty good. I do suggest that people go to the website as soon as possible so that you have time to plan the meal coming up, because that comes up pretty quick these days. Time's flying.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah. Enjoy your busy season, and thank you so much. Pleasure speaking to you.
You too. Me too. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And there you have it for today. You've been wonderful as usual. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Oh, yeah. Until then, I wish you peace. Okay, now the children can come back into the room.